It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
Indeed. 100.3 The Sound. Laughter 45 After, supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Today, for you, observations from our own Carlos Oscar.
Wait, let me tell you, I love my wife, but let me say something, ladies. This is the truth. The truth. The longer we guys are married, the dumber we think we're getting. I'm telling you, because after a while, you can't even answer a simple question. You can't. No, she'll ask. You know that, guys. She'll ask you, are you wearing that?
You're like, I don't know.
When did that happen? Right? I used to be able to dress myself.
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. And they do stuff that doesn't make sense. And we love you, ladies, but you don't make sense, okay? She comes in with a candle from some candle party that she comes in with the candle. Upset. You know when they get upset, they get upset. She's with the candle. Do you know how to blow out candles? What kind of question is that? You know, and I'm so messed up, I sat there and I doubted myself.
I don't know.
I don't know anything. By the way, there's a new way they blow out the candles. You know that? With the little, the snuffer. No, look at that. That's right. You just choke the life out of the candle. You know? No, let me say something. Let me say something. For thousands of years, ladies, was enough. Let me tell you how bad things are at the house. Let me tell you, okay, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. My wife's here. She's going to get upset, but I'm going to say it, okay? I'm in the kitchen. True, 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 okay? And I hear her say from the bedroom, I hear her yell, get in here, I can't believe you did this. And I'm trying to be cool, man. I love my wife. I'm trying to be cool. I go in there, and I'm a little upset. I go, what is it now? She looks right at me. She goes, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the dog. I'm so messed up. Even the dog looked at me. I thought it was you too. Then, of course, I got the whole family. Let me tell you, I got two girls, my wife, and my mother-in-law lives with us. Yeah, I'm the winner, ding dong, right? And it's a whole eclectic vibe because I'm Puerto Rican and my in-laws are Mexican. This whole Mexican vibe in the house, right? Oh, and she's like every Latina mom. She fries everything, right? You know, for Cheerios, they'll fry whatever, right? You know? But she makes that Mexican sausage, chorizo, in the and the grease is popping, man. You go in that kitchen, you know when you get hit, you're messed up, right? But nothing hits a Latina mom. You're 2.5 inches from the pan, pop, pop, right? Two. Right? The chorizo ninja, pop, pop. Let me tell you. See, we grew up in that war zone. That's why there's so many Latinos in the military. I was Air Force. My three nephews are active duty Marines. That's because we grow up. Let me tell you why. No, let me tell you. Going in that kitchen is, we grew up in a war zone. That's nothing for us. That's not, it's, let me tell you. Now, I've been out for a while, the military, but when I see military guys, they look so young to me. I saw this kid, blonde, blue eyes. He looks like he was 10 years old. He goes, oh, he got hurt. His arm. He goes, oh, Afghanistan, 2009. I saw this other brother from Detroit, Army Ranger. He goes, I got hurt. Iraq, 2009. I saw this Latino Marine. This dude was bad. All this Sanchez, all these medals and this and that. And I asked him, he's been through some stuff. All his whole side of his face. Woo! So I asked him, I go, bro, what happened? He goes, oh, chorizo, 1999. Oh, chorizo, 1999, bro!
Carlos Oscar. On Laughter at 45 After. It's Uncle Joe, 100.3 The Sound. Chorizo, 1999.